Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm coming at Boston. I've heard enough.
You have?
Yeah. This is actually good news for Rafi Devers. Rafi Devers is going to get accepted by this fan base in a way that he's never been accepted by anyone other than his parents. That's kind of what I think is about to happen.
I think Boston accepted him very well until the end.
Yeah, but that's kind of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about right now. And good news for him. And he spoke about this yesterday. He did not expect that kind of an ovation. He said he was nervous during his first at-bat because he didn't think that was going to happen. He didn't think 37,000 people were just going to get on their feet and start chanting his name when they never even met him before. He didn't think that was coming. But that happened. And by the way, good job, Giants fans. I love it when fan bases are tapped in, educated about the moment upon arrival at the ballpark. It's one of my favorite things. Giants fans are usually pretty good at it, and they did it again yesterday. And so they welcomed him with open arms, and I think that's really going to happen because what, similar to watching the whole team show up at the press conference yesterday, you're going to see what feels almost like an over-welcome because I don't think, while I'll admit none of us have had a chance to get to know him in a good, bad, or otherwise sort of a way, He is the new acquisition. And I don't think San Francisco wants to hear Boston keep crapping on the guy. And nobody outside of Boston has.
Right. I don't even know how much that is permeating the average fan, what Boston's saying. As a Giants fan, I don't really give a crap what Boston fan or Boston media or Jonathan Papelbon or anybody really connected with Boston has to say negatively about the guy. Bottom line, as a hitter, he is terrific. And however things ended in Boston, that's how they ended in Boston. And, you know, you've had girlfriends and wives, and I have had the same. And, yeah, you know, you want to kind of know about the backstory of those relationships, but at the same time, you're in a relationship. So, like, Christy, I think, was married, and you've been married. And so, like, whatever happened, you two are together now. Like, she's on your team.
Right.
You're on hers. And so I don't need to hear from Supper's ex-boyfriends to call me and say, hey, beware of this. You know, she did this with me.
I don't care what the ex says, but I want to know the story. And I think, like, how many times have you heard this? You know, somebody will be unfaithful in a relationship, and they were to their last partner, too. And it's like, well, dummy, you should have known. That's who that person is. I think that this is relevant. I really do. It's just like we did with Jimmy Butler. When people are like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I know you're 10-1 since he arrived, but this is going to go south, and people will warn you. It's kind of like what happened when you had Mila. People always warn you when you're about to have a baby.
Right.
Oh, boy. They say the stupidest thing alive. Get your sleep now, as if you're, like, able to bank this or something like that. Oh, it's okay. It's September, and I'm exhausted, but I slept in March, so I actually feel great.
Yeah, I got 80 hours in the bank.
I mean, like, what are we doing? People
right.
say stupid stuff like that, but I think it's relevant here. Because this guy is a Giant for 8 years. And if he is Jonathan Papelbon, a bad teammate,
Cancer, he called him.
If he is a cancer, if, as Red Sox ownership believes, we will win more games because he's gone, I think that that's very relevant. And so I've been talking to as many people, listening to as many people as possible, and that's what I noticed. What I noticed is anything negative that is said about this guy comes from one place, Boston. Boston. I've never even been inside your city. I've never been there. I'd love to go.
Oh, it's so funny. I spent, let me think, 3 hours there? 4 hours there.
What were you doing?
I got to the airport early, Logan. Okay. I was flying home, and so I had a four-hour layover. This is pre-9/11.
Did you leave the airport?
I took my bag and put it in a locker in the airport.
You're so good with lockers.
So
Do you remember
when you could lock your bag up in an airport? Like, pre-9/11, you could get a locker, put your bag in there, and then you could go tour the city.
You could just leave the bag sitting out pre-9/11, then you can go back and get it wherever the hell you left it.
I leave the airport, take the train not far away, sneak into Boston Garden, go on the parquet floor, give myself a tour, get back on the train, back to the airport, get the bag out of the locker, and
fly home. Because, by the way, I've decided, this is my rule, it does not count. You have not visited a city if you don't leave the airport.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I'm
with you.
But you left the airport.
Yeah, and I'd already driven through Massachusetts to get there. But that was my Boston. But I don't really know Boston either. And I wonder about this criticism of which you speak. Like, is there any of it from 2018 or 2021? Or is all the negativity coming out now? If it's all coming out now, then that's just people who are mad at the breakup. It's not, for me, it's not real criticism. You know what I mean?
Again, to use this as an example, we started to ask those questions of Papelbon, and he said, it's always been this way. It's always been this way. And I get it. Your response will be, well, then why didn't it come then? And I actually did. Like, when Papelbon said that, I asked him right away, I said, why'd you sign him to this deal then? If he's such a cancer, why'd you sign him to $300-something million 2 years ago? And his answer was, yeah, it was a mistake. Shouldn't have done it. And I'm like, I don't really necessarily accept the answer, but that's what I'm looking for. I am looking for somebody outside of Boston to actually say that this guy can at least grow into being a clubhouse problem. My perception of the San Francisco Giants era that has developed because of Buster Posey is that they are going to take the ultimate care of the clubhouse. That really, really matters to them. Buster Posey's clubhouse was a buttoned-up clubhouse. Like, this is as crazy as it got for 10 years. As crazy as it got was Aubrey Huff had a thong, Brandon Crawford played music, and Brandon Belt wore a sailor cap. That's as crazy as it got, as far as we know. I'm sure there was plenty of stuff, but as far as we know, that's how it went. And the clubhouse was run by some pretty no-nonsense guys. Buster Posey, Mad Bum, right? Boach. I don't think Buster's going to bring in somebody who's going to be a malcontent. But that's what we're being told they just did, at least according to some. And so, A, I want to know as much as I can about that. But B, look, he's the Giants now. He's the Giants, you know, he's their player now. And I know this fan base, and this fan base is going to wrap their arms around him and defend him in ways that they wouldn't even think they had to because of what we're listening to come out of Boston, Massachusetts, the same place that wore the FU Draymond shirts, the same place, the same city that has all of the most annoying fans in the history of the world with the New England Patriots. Like, it's the same place. And so now here we go again. And I say that as someone who's never even been there before.
Yeah, and just, you know, scanning some of the commentary from Boston, it's not 100% anti-Devers. Even Pedro Martinez came out and said the idea of him being a bad teammate is nonsense. You're lying. And they have a website called Over the Monster NFL.com, which is like a fan site. And there's a lot of articles and comments there that were defending Devers going back to May of this year when Devers came out and said, changing positions is hard, which is a little disingenuous because...
Why do you think?
Because, yeah, it's hard, but what did he do immediately upon landing here? He started working on changing positions.
But that's because of the way they approached him about it.
But the idea of it being hard, yes, it's hard, but you can work at it and make it easier, and he didn't have the same level of willingness to do it in Boston, so...
Right, because he did not trust the people who were asking him to do it.
I get it. I understand it.
He felt spurned by those people.
I understand. You're under contract for 8 more years, and so maybe... They didn't go about approaching him the right way, and that seems to be the truth, but I do think that part of it was his reluctance and his outright refusal to do something that probably would have helped the ball club.
I mean, if your wife asks you to take your shirt off, you're going to do it. If I do, you won't.
I might.
From a different place.
What's in it for me?
You take your shirt off.
I mean, if you're going to pay me $31 million a year, I'm taking my shirt off.
I'm not paying you anything.
Then I'm not taking my shirt off.
But she isn't either.
But he's making $31
million. Doesn't matter.
So it actually does matter.
It doesn't.
Because
it doesn't.
He's the employee, and as the employee, there's a certain amount of, do it for the company.
I disagree with that, especially in pro sports.
If the boss asks you to switch jobs with Grandy, and, you're going to do the board.
Oh, this is fun.
Randy's going to come in and host.
Yeah.
And you probably don't know how to run the board.
I don't.
I've run the board in the past. But
we should try this.
The board
fun.
I ran no.
you
was
do
not
it?
That
you
board.
Come in and talk to Dibs for a little while. I'll go sit in there and eat your turkey sandwich.
I don't have a turkey sandwich today.
What do you mean you don't have a turkey sandwich
We had
today?
Lunch catered.
Yeah.
This is the first day that you've ever not
Because we
a turkey
had lunch
sandwich.
Catered.
Man, that's some trust. You didn't even know what the hell was being served.
Oh,
you just
I'll eat anything.
I know, so will I.
It was the pre-Juneteenth banquet here
absolutely.
At Odyssey San Francisco.
No, but I get what you're saying,
right.
And I don't. I know sort of how to run the board, but not...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Really, how to run the board?
And changing positions is hard.
I've also got a contract that says I don't have to do that. That's not what my contract asked me to do.
I'd have to look at the language, but...
Oh, no,
It said I will not run the board?
No, but it says what my duties are, and it is not running the board.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, that's not... So, like, I would have right of refusal there. And by the way, even if I didn't have right of refusal there... You damn well better believe I'd be like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Especially if, by the way, remember now, if we want to go with your comp, it's not the boss asked me to go do Grandy's job and have him come in here. It's the boss told Grandy, hired Grandy to come host the show without asking me, without even telling me. He just did it. And then you showed up one day and went, oh, by the way, yeah, that guy, he's already there. And we're going to need you to go in here.
Yeah.
And the contracts are already signed. Sorry. And you're telling me that I wouldn't be livid? You're telling me I wouldn't walk out of here and go home? I would walk out of here and go home.
Well, I mean, you're allowed to do that. And then they're allowed to put you on the non-competitive list and you don't get paid and all the rest of the things that they could do. And that's what Jim Bowden was telling the guys yesterday. Or did we have Jim Bowden on? I can't remember how that went, but... He was saying that he actually had to play that hard line. And so, yeah, things can happen. I look at what Boston did, the way they approached it. Absolutely, they blew it.
Absurd.
But I think if I'm a Boston fan and I look at Devers coming out here and he's taking grounders at first,
yeah,
I'd be a little bit bothered by that.
Would you?
Yeah.
I would be too, at my team, not at Rafi. The Red Sox blew this, and actually I think the way Rafi acted yesterday proves it. He showed you what he's willing to do. If you just approach him like a human being, if you approach him like the star that he is, like that's the other thing. We go, oh, the guy's got an ego. Yeah. Yep. He's one of the best 10 hitters on the planet. So of course he's going to have an ego. Top musician in the world, top hitter in the world, top whatever, tech person in the world. You think Benioff doesn't have an ego? Benioff's got an ego, I promise you. Because that's how this works. You don't approach those people this way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.